K Country 102.3, B Town's Country Station. What's up? You have it on the Joel D Show. And since today is a Wednesday and we have our special guest joining us right now on the phone, I figured I might as well make it a Woman Crush Wednesday. I feel like that's in order to throw that title on today because she's got a bunch of accolades that we could throw out there right now. I'm just going to list a few of them. She has the first number one country song in the U.S. by a Canadian female since 2004. First number one country song in the U.S. by a Canadian since 2007. And then on top of all of that, she made history with her first number one single, Somebody Like That, where the song was written, produced, and performed by all females. Now, if that doesn't classify a Woman Crush Wednesday title, I don't know what does. And we welcome Tenille Art to the show. What's up, Tenille?
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, take us through the emotions of how awesome it was to snag that much-deserved number one and then to have all those accomplishments that go along with it. Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's one of those things that as an artist, you dream about it your entire life. And that's what it was for me. You know, those last few hours leading up to finding out if it was number one were just excruciating, to be totally honest. It was just one of those things that I had dreamed about, and I was so hopeful that it would happen. And when it did, I cried. I called all of my family members and my friends and celebrated that whole week. And then, you know, to find out about the all-female thing, I think we found out about around top 20 that this was, you know, something that had never been done before. And so we were all eager to see that happen as well. And it going to number one with an all-female team was just the cherry on top. You know, I really feel like hopefully it's going to open the doors for many other female producers and female teams to take it all the way. And I'm just so, so proud of my team to be the first one to do that.
Absolutely. No, that's so cool. So congratulations on that. And I know we've been spinning Somebody Like That for a long time. So it's much deserved, 100% on that. Now, you're no stranger to the industry at this point, but there is a rumor that I found out about a long time ago when a neighbor overheard you singing when you were younger and encouraged your mom to help you pursue music, right? And then to go on top of that, you were singing another Canadian song, Shania Twain. Is that right?
That's true, yeah. I mean, as a kid, I was always singing and dancing and, like, performing for people. So naturally, my backyard kind of became my stage, and I would be playing and singing and putting on shows for my siblings. And one day my neighbor was outside, I think she was gardening, and she heard me singing and thought it was like a recording or something, but realized that it was me and came over and told my mom that she thought I had a really great voice. And thankfully my mom, you know, ran with that, and she asked me if I wanted to go on voice lessons, and obviously my answer was yes. And so I was 8 years old when that happened, and that was just like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. I was a little naive, but I was like, this is what I'm doing.
So that's so cool.
What happened.
Yeah, no, that's so cool. And especially to be able to sing, because I know I sing, and since I was a little kid, there's little karaoke tapes of me, but definitely nobody said, hey, Dad, you should have your son be a singer. That's for sure. So that's cool. That is full circle for you on that part. So take us through maybe one of your most memorable moments in your career, and then or a show, one of those two.
Well, they're kind of combined because I recently, I guess in 2019, got to make my Opry debut, which was really like a full circle moment for me because I, at 17 years old, you know, walked out on the stage on a tour with my sister and my mom, and they were like, does anybody want to sing? And I stepped into the circle and sang a cover song called Blue that Leanne Rimes did, and I was like, one day I want to perform on this stage. And I got the call that I was going to make my debut in 2019. And it was so special because my entire family flew down for the show. And, you know, I got to make my Opry debut. Everyone was there to celebrate. And it was really just kind of this moment that I feel like my entire family felt like what we had sacrificed for was worth it. And then just a few months ago, I got to sing Blue again on the Opry. And so it's just kind of like one of those things, you kind of see your dreams come true. And I've seen old footage of me singing Blue when I was like 10 years old. And then now to see it on the Opry, it's just really exciting. So that's one thing that I don't think I'll ever forget.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, for the fans of the TV show The Bachelor, You've been on the show 3 times now, but not as a contestant, as a performer, right?
Yes. not a contestant, but I've performed on the show 3 times, and the most recent was my single Somebody Like That, and it was so cool because obviously a lot of people watch The Bachelor, so my music got out to like millions of people at a time, and each time, you know, the song would like top the iTunes chart, like people were actually listening, so it's been a huge part of my career for sure.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I've actually never seen it, maybe bits and pieces of it. My girlfriend watches it, so she's a fan of it and then has heard your music from there too, on top of everything else. And you have your new album out right now, Girl to Girl, and the current single on that is Back Then, Right Now. But I have to ask about a certain song that's on that album. It's called That's My Best Friend You're Talking About. That's like the ultimate BFF song, or as my girlfriend would say, I guess, the ultimate hype girl song that she would send to her besties if needed. So take us through that song.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad you liked it. That was actually one of the last songs that I wrote for the album, and I had the title because I feel like a lot of women and men, I guess, you know, we look in the mirror and we don't always talk so nicely to ourselves. You know, we kind of say, oh, you know, this is my flaw and all that. You know, the saying, that's my friend you're talking about, I'm like, you know, we would never say to our best friend what we say to ourselves, and we really need to kind of check that. You know, we need to be nicer to ourselves. So that's exactly what I wrote this song about. And anytime I catch myself in the mirror saying negative things, I think about that song and I'm like, no, you can't be a hypocrite. You have to talk nicely to yourself. So I think it helps me just as much as hopefully it helps other people.
No, absolutely. I know it's in my personal playlist that I have too, as well as my girlfriend. So it kind of, when you listen to it, it's like you just said, like you hear it and you're like, you know, you do that to yourself too, but you would never do that to a friend. So you just got to have that perspective of what you're looking at in the mirror and what you would say to your friend. So that's such a great song. I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. And then I got to say this. Now I did a deep dive and found out your full name. It's Tenille Jade Dakota Arts. So you're coming to South Dakota with Scott McCreary here next week, Saturday. You're going to be down at the district. That's kind of why we're chatting too. But I have to ask this question, and it's a fun one, but it's kind of a tricky question now, Tenille, okay? So did your parents give you one of your 2 middle names because they love South Dakota so much?
They totally did.
Oh, that's awesome. So have you ever been to South Dakota?
I have, actually, yeah. I grew up in Saskatchewan in Canada, so it's not that far, actually, when we would drive for dance competitions and singing competitions. Sometimes we would hit South Dakota, so.
Yep, I know. I looked at the map from where you were at, and is it Weyburn, I think, Canada?
Yeah, Weyburn, Saskatchewan, so it's right on the border.
Okay, yep, and it's basically like if you were going from Rapid City, for the listeners, just straight north in Canada on the western part of South Dakota, so that's pretty cool. Now, you're touring with Scotty McCreary for the Same Truck Tour, and then just announced on top of it, you have a spring tour with Jordan Davis, so how awesome is it to be back out there and play live music in front of people again?
Oh, I am so excited. I head into rehearsals this weekend, and I'm just like, this is going to be one of my favorite shows yet. You know, we're just, everybody's so energized and so excited to be back. So we're putting our all into it, and we just want everybody to have a good time and celebrate live music being back.
And the district is such a cool little venue. It's so quaint. It's almost like you're best friends with the artist because of the way the venue is. So we're looking forward to that show coming up here next Saturday, February 5th. But I still got to ask you, too, we're going to play your new single here when we wrap up the interview. But you have the new album out, and Back Then, Right Now is on it. That's the new single that you have out. So kind of tell us about that song.
Yeah, I mean, this song, I just felt like it was the perfect song for where everybody's at right now. You know, we all kind of want to get back to some simpler times when we didn't have to think so much about what's going on in the world, and just kind of get back to that nostalgic feeling of your hometown and when things were a little easier. So that's what I want people to feel when they listen to this song, and hopefully they think about their hometown and their friends and just have a good time when they listen to it.
Well, hey, Tenille, thanks for hanging out with us and chatting. We're excited to have you here, like I said, next Saturday, February 5th with Scotty at the district. And man, we're just pumped for that.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I hope everybody has a great time.
All right. And we're going to wrap it up by playing your new song. Here's Tenille Arts, Back Then, Right Now, here on K-Country 102.3.
Brown bag bottle and a burnt CD. Turn it up. John Deere green, hilltop sitting over Friday night lights, tailgate sipping, little dipper on bright.